Well, the election is a little more than 3 months away, and a number of Senate races are looking tight, including in South Carolina, where Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is facing a challenge from Democrat Jamie Harrison. That race is where we turn for this week's Senate Tracker. Victoria Hansen, reporter with South Carolina Public Radio, joins us from Charleston. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with Jamie Harrison, who was born to a teenage mom and later became the first African-American to chair South Carolina's Democratic Party. He's been highlighting that story in ads. Listen.
My grandparents didn't have much, but they raised me right. Taught me what most South Carolinians know. Character counts. So does hard work and helping others when you can. When they struggled to read their bills, I helped read them. When they lost their home, I promise to someday buy them a new one.
And Jamie Harrison did end up buying his grandparents that house. Tell us more about him and what he's campaigning on.
Well, you know, he has, as you just noted there, a great rags to prominence story. You know, he's a 44-year-old African-American man who grew up poor in rural South Carolina. He got a scholarship to Yale. He was a teacher. He went back to give to the community. And he's also the former chair of the South Carolina Democratic Party and associate chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Really, his big message, his big push is that Lindsey Graham has changed and that he no longer represents what is best for South Carolina, but what is best for Lindsey Graham.
And would you say Harrison is more of a moderate or more on the sort of Bernie Sanders wing of the party?
Well, that depends upon who you ask. If you talk to his camp, they say he's more of a moderate. But if you talk to Lindsey Graham's camp, they pretty much try to paint him as a Democrat with socialist views and policies. And they try really hard, especially in the ads, to link him to Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Lindsey Graham has been a big supporter of the president, at least recently. Of course, he initially opposed Trump as a candidate pretty strongly. He was on Fox News recently and had this advice for the president in this election.
You go on offense, Mr. President. In your second term, what do you want to do? Finish the job of your first term. Keep building the wall. Fix a broken immigration system. More judges. Make sure Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. I think the president's right on all of these issues. He's for Lord.
What is Graham campaigning on, and how much is President Trump factoring into his message?
Well, you know, Graham's big message is basically you have a very stark choice come November. You can go with, again, as his camp will tell you, the socialist views of the more liberal Democrats or keep free enterprise and less government. So they really are trying to align themselves still with Donald Trump. But of course, Harrison's camp is trying to show the differences, what basically Lindsey Graham was saying about the president before he was elected and what he's saying now.
Well, and before he was elected, Lindsey Graham called the president a race-baiting, xenophobic bigot, and the president called Lindsey Graham a disgrace, a nut job, and one of the dumbest human beings I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was Trump
yeah.
talking about Lindsey Graham. Is Lindsey Graham going to face any trouble from voters for all that, this total flip-flop on his relationship with Trump?
You know, there are people who will tell you in this day that that is a problem for them. But you have to remember, despite all the advertising dollars, all the money that's being brought into this race, this is still a very red state. It's a deep red state. You know, again, we're talking about President Trump won 2016 by more than 14 percentage points. And this won't be easy. I mean, basically, Harrison's going to either have to win over Trump supporters or find people voting for Trump but not willing to vote for Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm. But what are the polls saying? Because I know there was one that just came out that mm-hmm. shows a very tight race.
Yeah, this is the poll that came out very recently from Jamie Harrison's camp. It's an internal poll. It's a Democrat poll. And it puts him basically in a statistical tie with Lindsey Graham. It finds Graham with 43% of the vote, Harrison 41%, but with a 3.5 margin of error. Now, Graham's camp hasn't really said much about these polls. But to be fair, the polls have basically gone back and forth over the past couple of months. Inside Elections ranks the race likely Republican. That was 2 weeks ago. Elections Daily ranked it safe Republican just last week.
Hmm. Do you expect President Trump or Joe Biden to visit the state? And on the issue of Joe Biden, you know, he used to be pretty close with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham has said he's one of the greatest people he's ever met, Joe Biden.
Yeah, but if you watch the latest ads, that's not what he's saying anymore. I talked to both camps just yesterday, and when I asked the question about, you know, visits from the candidates, they said, you know, we just don't know. We're in a time of COVID, the pandemic, and, mm-hmm. you know, South Carolina is definitely a hot spot. So they haven't heard anything, and I don't think they're really expecting anything at this point. As far as the campaigns and how they factor into their races, you know, Joe Biden energized a lot of black voters, especially when he was endorsed by Congressman Jim Clyburn. Mm-hmm. African Americans make up more than 50% of South Carolina's Democratic voters. And perhaps whoever he chooses as a running mate could make a difference.
That's Victoria Hansen, a reporter with South Carolina Public Radio. Victoria, thank you.
Thank you for having me.